Quranic snapshots, illustrated reflections on an ayah a day, and a structure to support your own Quran journaling. We're on Juz 8, and this verse is from Surah An'am, ayah 141. La tusrifu, innahu la yuhibbul musrifin. And don't be wasteful. Indeed, Allah does not like the wasteful. Allah has gifted this whole universe to us. Throughout the Quran, He reminds us of His blessings, from the rain and the crops to cows and bees which make honey. Being wasteful is an abuse of these blessings and shows such an ungratefulness for them. Just like we saw in Juz 1, Allah takes social injustice seriously. Being wasteful also has social consequences. When we are wasteful, it means we've taken more than our share. We've taken away what was for someone else. Think about how only recently the panic around the coronavirus caused some people to hoard food and other resources, to take more than what they needed. It meant that others, often those weaker in society, like vulnerable old people or families with a lower income, it meant that there wasn't anything left for them. And the saddest part is that so much of the extra things that people bought ended up in the bin. We have a responsibility to others on this earth, and the most basic thing we can do is not to waste, not to take more than we need so that there's enough for everyone. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, once saw his companion doing wudu, using a lot of water. The Prophet asked him, "Why are you wasting?" The man was surprised. "Is there waste in water of wudu as well?" he asked. "Yes," answered the Holy Prophet, "even if you were besides a running stream." Imagine that. Even if we're by the ocean, we still need to be careful not to waste water. From wasting food, water, or other blessings that Allah has given us, this verse reminds us to be more conscious of the things that we use. Let's pick out some of the key words to help us remember and record this passage. La, meaning no or do not, and israf, meaning wasteful. Having little doodles helps us to remember the words better. You can choose any image that helps you. I've got a stop sign and a rubbish bin overflowing for israf. Lay yours out however you like. I record the juz number as a title at the top, and I like to write the verse in both Arabic and English. Down here I've got our key words to help me remember the verse. The most important part, I think, is a space for you to write your own reflection on the verse, what it means to you. And the intention part is for our own personal takeaway, a practical step we can make to apply this verse. Maybe we can be conscious of wasting less water, or think about how we can reuse things before throwing them away. So go ahead and jot down today's passage however you like, remembering to put in the key words and little doodles to make it easier to remember. It would be amazing if we can use this space to inspire each other. Share your Quranic notes in the comments below, and inshallah, we can all learn together.